That's why you hate her?
No, we don't hate her. I said I'm not attracted to her. I didn't say I hate her.
I see.
There's a difference.
Yes.
Welcome to One More Thing with Jay and Robert.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Robert. One More Thing is a podcast celebrating LGBTQ+ pop culture, recorded live in Jay's living room.
Today we're in my bedroom instead of my living room because it is 85 degrees outside and my apartment is very well insulated, so it's hot as fuck.
And we just spent 5 hours outside.
Yeah.
Sia's here with us today.
Sia's here with us.
This is a guest episode.
Yeah, this is a guest episode besides Sia, who's basically our third co-host. Sia is my cat. We've never said her name. My cat is here. My cat is named Sia, and she's here. I've known our guest for like 6 or 7 years now. Robert knows him through Facebook, but they've never met.
We're not even friends on Facebook yet. I should friend request him right now, live on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Where's my phone? There it is.
Robert is friend requesting Tom live on the podcast.
Friend requested.
Boom. So I've known Tom for 6 or 7 years. I'm 22. I've known him for, I would say, 7 years. So I've known him since I was 15, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We met...
in Chicago.
No, we met online. We were internet friends.
Oh!
Yeah, we met on the internet because, like, we were both sad lesbians, so we, like, found each other.
I see.
He also lived with me for a while.
In, like, your school dorms?
No.
Or, like,
he lived in Rachel's room just down the hall.
What?
In this apartment, he lived in that room.
Rachel's not the OG?
When Rachel was in France,
right.
Tom lived in that room for a while.
I lived in that room for a night.
For one night.
She was in France.
Yeah. But Tom lived in that room for many nights.
And here I was thinking he was just coming over, but really he's coming home.
Aww. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm pretty good.
Did you accept Robert's friend request?
I did actually accept
that. Oh, thank God. Tom is an actor.
Ew.
You know how we can introduce our audience to Tom?
Oh,
Tom.
Okay.
I made a list of things that I know about you.
Okay.
And we're going to read them and you're going to confirm or deny them.
Got it. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number one. You're 20 years old.
Confirmed?
Yes!
It's true.
When did you turn 21?
I turned 21 November 30th.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're gonna get fucked up.
Sagittarius. I only drink with my mother, and we only drink white wine, so like...
I only drink white wine, too!
It's, yeah.
I'm not your mother, so...
Unfortunately.
I've actually brought you two here.
You were on the Fosters.
True.
And in here at Playwrights.
True.
And you didn't go to college so you could be in here? What?
I took a gap year so I could be in here. And I was walking to this interview and I ran into the guy who played my dad on the street. And it was very weird.
That's
he,
in Astoria?
Like, did not remember me. No.
He didn't remember you?
On the Upper West Side, I was like walking to the train.
What did he say?
I stared at him and I like smiled and did the whole thing. And then like it took him a second. And then he was like, hey, how are you?
That's horrible.
But it was weird.
It's also in tune with the show, though.
Very in tune with the show.
You are now a freshman at Columbia.
Also true, confirmed.
Wait, what? You were in Xanadu in high school?
I can't believe this. Yes, I was. It was like 2 years ago, like to the day I was in Xanadu. In high school.
Who were you?
Jackie Hoffman. Yeah. I had leopard print pink roller skates. Well, I tried to roller skate to rehearsal one day and I fell so hard I scraped my entire face. Oh. Like, did the whole show, like scab. It was awesome.
I have roller skates in that closet right there if you want to borrow them.
Thank you.
Please take them away because you should not have roller skates.
I have a roller skate if I want to. There's also a teenage YouTuber who is also named Tom.
Yes. Confirmed.
Yes, who I found and was like, I don't think this is him.
I wish. No, we hate him. He's horrible. We hate him.
Oh.
I've never met him.
Either. Enemy of the podcast.
Honestly.
So this is that you're from LA.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents worked for Grays.
They did.
For a, quote, long-ass time.
Yes, that's true. That's
Which
also true.
Which is how you knew people in the business.
true.
So here's the thing. I'm a giant Grey's Anatomy fan.
I am as well. It's amazing.
It really is.
It's an amazing
show. Are you
show.
Caught up?
No.
Well.
Are you, like, heart, like, yeah. You're in it?
I'm, like TGIT.
Wow. Like, the Shonda Land, as people yeah. call it, is, like, your...
I'm the person that tunes in when TGIT starts.
Right, and you don't
like, when
stop.
When it's TGIT time, I'm like, okay, here goes my 5 hours of television.
Right.
Where, like, other people, like Jay, like, come in later.
Yeah. Do you even do, like, do you do a Scandal, like, once?
Well, I do Scandal and I do How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
But... So I have this thing with Scandal that I'm actually in right now, which is, like, I watch the first 3 episodes super religiously, and, like, I watch them live. I'm, like, really into it. And then I, like, lose my attention span, and I'm like, I can't watch an hour-long show. And so I just, like, let them build up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have time. My next one is you have a very adorable sister named Sally.
Yes, I do.
It was recently her
birthday.
Great
sister name.
Yeah, I know. She's
so
14
cute.
Now.
She's so big.
Cooler than I will ever be. She's, like, super, like, beautiful and skinny and Instagram model and, like, does, like, hip-hop dance and, like, loves her
she
friends.
She does hip-hop?
I know. She's, like, really, really cool. And she hates me. She hates me.
This is quoting Jay. His dad is the gayest straight person I've
yes!
ever met.
Yes! Confirmed! Confirmed.
So what does that mean?
Oh, he like saw the original Angels in America and was like, ugh, like George C. Wolfe did nothing to stage it in that barn of a theater. And you're like, like he'll say stuff like that and I'm like, you can't.
Hannah's dad on Girls.
He's a little
yeah.
bit, yeah.
Okay.
He is, and that like Dylan Baker, that's who he is, right?
Dylan Baker?
I stopped watching Girls.
No, it's not no. Dylan Baker, it's Peter Scolari.
Yeah.
Peter Scolari looks like you.
Ooh, now I gotta know. Whenever whenever someone says someone looks like me, it's always the guy who was the villain in Ghostbusters. So that's
I feel
where
like
I'm
all
at.
The time though, I'm like, this guy looks like you, and he's like Lithuanian.
It's always the ugliest, like cockroach man. Galari. That's a compliment, thank you. He's really
You're
handsome.
Welcome. He is handsome.
Yes.
So, you were on a show called The Fosters.
Confirmed.
Which I've never seen until yesterday.
It's not great. But
you heard it here first.
I'm sorry, Freeform. But, no, I think it's like, I remember watching it before, like, auditioning for it, and, like, watching it with my sister and my parents, and it was, like, a thing we could all watch together. And it's sort of, like, become that thing for people. Which is really cool.
I was saying earlier that it's one of those Freeform shows that's, like, the shows that gay kids watch because their parents are like, ABC Family, it'll be great. And then the kids watch it and they're like, yes, yes, you know.
It yeah. seemed very, like, Seventh Heaven-y, but, like, with some other content on it.
Sure.
That's real. No, and, like, there are some people doing some really good, like, work on it. Like,
What's
I think the two
really
moms... And, like, they're awesome. They're
yeah.
so good.
Terry
Polo and Sherry Somm.
Sherry Somm?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, okay.
All right.
There's not a whole lot to say. It was, like, I did it in, like, high school, and it was, I mean, mostly it was just, like, mortifying, because you're, like, I'm 16 and a monster, I'm gonna kill myself, like... And then, like, to have a camera on your face and, like, have that broadcast.
That's how I still feel now, even though I'm not 16. Yeah. I was like, I'm 16 and I'm a
so,
monster.
So, for everyone that doesn't know what The Fosters is about, what is, like, the grander scheme of The Fosters?
The Fosters is a fan, like, lesbian moms
yes.
adopt a bunch of foster kids and, like... There's, like, a troubled girl and, like, the twins. And then there's, like, the older brother who's, like, the bio kid. And, like, it's about, like, their, like, blood doesn't make a family, love does. So
it sounds like a Ryan Murphy show.
It really does.
It is Glee without music a lot of the time.
And you played.
And I played... Rosie O'Donnell came in to do an arc about one of the kids...
And I played Rosie O'Donnell.
I played Rosie O'Donnell. One of the kids, like, goes to, like, a foster group home. And I was one of the kids in the group home with Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah.
So you met Rosie O'Donnell.
So I did quite a bit of work with Rosie
O'Donnell. Rosie was your group home mom.
Yes.
I see.
It was, like, a very surreal experience, and, like, she's crazy, but, like, really fun.
Was it one of those things where she showed up to do her stuff and then, like, left?
No, I mean, she got really close with, like, two of the other girls in the group home, and they, like, have stayed friends.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's pretty cool. Gotta get in on that. Like, I know. I wish I'd, like, mooched in on that relationship. I don't know what that means.
For those of you listening at home, Tom just did a crazy gesture.
I do. There's a lot of this.
Can you tell us one Rosie O'Donnell story?
Her daughter and I went to the same mental hospital. That's fun.
Her daughter was at McLean?
Mm-hmm.
And at, like, the same time
had,
you were?
No, but we did have the same psychiatrist.
Can we leave that in, or do we have to
leave that in? Okay. Yeah.
Girl, please. Don't call me girl.
Everybody should know by now, refer to Cole as he, all right?
So going into this, I was like, well, I've never met Tom before, so I'm going to, like, do a little bit of research. And I found an article where you talk about, like, you got the audition from an email that your parents sent out about your transition.
Yeah, they, like, did that whole, like, coming out to the family thing, and, like, and it was, like, it was just, like, I think I asked them to do it. I have no memory of high school. I think I asked them to do it just so,
drink,
like,
I
just wasted. So, like, I wouldn't have to do it over and over and over again. So they sent it out to, like, all of their contacts, and, like, a writer on the Fosters was, like, in that list, I think, because he was, like, a family friend, and... like, from that, they were like, hey, we have a trans character, like, can you come in and audition? And I was like, whatever, yeah, sure. Like, I just finished up doing, like, Spring Awakening at a community theater. Like,
who'd you play in Spring Awakening?
I was one of the adult women because we split up the role because there were too many kids. So, I was Fraulein Knuckle, whatever.
Which so you one? Had, like, three
so
lines.
I had three lines. I was in all the group numbers, which were extended.
Wait, which one's that?
Like, the school teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, like, did you write this one?
I know, oh. I did also do Did You Write This. I did do Did You Write This, and I got to be in that
with
number.
Jonathan Groff, right? He was in
he was in Theater 360's Pasadena, California production of Spring Awakening.
That's so crazy. Yeah. He's a man of people.
Really? I do love him. I love him.
We go through our moments.
Do we? Okay.
You and I, or you
no,
and
me
him?
And Jonathan Groff.
Oh, okay.
I don't, I mean, I don't, like, I'm not, like, I'm not big on it, but, like, I, there's that video of him telling the story of, like, going to the White Space during Spring Awakening.
Yeah.
And that video makes me love him.
As we all know, and by we all, I mean me, he'll never hold a candle to the true love of your life from Spring Awakening.
Okay, I was, like, in Spring Awakening, and, like, I was, like, in it. Like, I was on the forum. Like, I did, like, I was in that fandom. And I got really into John Gallagher Jr.
Okay.
Who is cute.
Who is cute.
He's gotten really cute.
But he's,
I
like...
I not into younger
stance.
Men.
He's, like, straight. He's, like, really straight,
yeah.
And, like, very boring. The most triggering night of my life was the night that I went to go see John at the Signature Theater, which was hard for all of us.
Yeah, of course.
But I literally get there with my gay dad, and we pull up, we roll on up, we sit in our seats... right next to us, John
you
Gallagher
took a scooter?
Jr.
Did you go on a bus?
I wish, no. We roll up from, like, the one train.
Sure.
We sit directly next to John Gallagher Jr. and his girlfriend. So I'm, like, losing my mind.
Oh, I remember
and
this.
And then in walks the entire cast of Fun Home, because it was their night off.
And
so, like,
wasn't it, like, Janine and Lisa?
Yeah. Lisa, Michael, Joelle, like, everybody. It was bad.
Melchior Gabor for the last time! Did you write this? Yes!
When you and I interact on Twitter...
Yes!
It could be, like, you just, like, respond LOL to one of my tweets, which, like, you would do. I will gain, like, 30 followers. And my tweets will just go, like, crazy. Like, hundreds of people will be liking them. And I'll be like, what's going on? And I'll click on them all, and they'll all be like, the Fosters is my life.
Oh,
and, like, they're all, like, 12-year-old girls who are like, I love Cole. it kills me every single time. And it'll be like, Tom Phelan noticed me on, like, which I want to be my Twitter Tom Phelan noticed me in, like, 2011.
Oh,
okay,
my
so
God.
Wait, question. Is the Foster still on?
Yeah.
Oh, so there are, like, still, like, active Foster fans.
It's still going. It'll never die.
Do they call themselves Foster children?
If they don't, they should.
Do people, like, recognize you on the street ever?
Not really, and it's only, like, every so often, and it's, like, young girls... or, like, people who, like, have recently, like, discovered Netflix and, like, need to watch.
So, like,
something.
Very old school. So,
like, very old school, yeah.
Did, like, more people recognize you when you were, like, actively on the show? Because I remember I went to Pride here, like, 3 years ago, and I got a, what's this called?
A fan?
Yeah. I got a fan that had, like, the cast of The Fosters on it, and you were on it. I remember this.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. I sent you a picture of you, and you responded, die.
That does sound like me.
I remember when you were on it, because we were friends at the time. We are no longer.
We're no longer friends.
And I remember people being like, America gone crazy for Tom Phelan. Like, you were on, like, Teen Vogue.
That was rough.
I did watch a video of you making pie yesterday.
No! You made... Oh my god, I remember that!
No!
And as you were saying it, you were like, it's just sugar, butter, and flour. And I was like,
wait.
Can't believe you won't rate
this. Like, wow, Sarah Bareilles stole this from Tom.
That, I want to tell you, was one of the worst days of my entire life. Because, right. Like, it's... So, like, you're in, like, an airplane hangar, and it's, like, concrete. And you're, like, wearing clothes that don't fit you, and, like, everyone around you. Like, the other kids in it were, like, the guy from Grand Budapest Hotel, and, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, and, like, four different Dance Moms girls. So
which
everyone's...
Which ones?
Maddie, and, like, another one.
Oh my god, wait, Maddie dances with Sia. Sia, get in here!
So, like, everyone's, like, beautiful, and then I'm, like, a troll, and then it's, like, dead silent, and they're like, be sexy, like, have fun, throw the flower around, like, because they're trying to get, like, cool footage of you. It was really, really horrible, but, like...
In your picture, aren't you kicking a can?
I'm kicking a can in the desert. I went to... Miserable. And I was like, I'm so above this. Like, I spent the whole day, like, reading David Foster Wallace, like, as the Dance Moms girls, like, try to have a nice conversation with me, and I'm like, ah.
And you're, like, smoking a cigarette, and you're like, please.
Exactly. Have you ever, like, had fans reach out to you?
Yeah, like, sometimes kids are, like, super sweet and, like, hey, like, I'm trans and I'm, like, 9 years old or, you know, like, they're babies, and...
Well, I'm 1 year old.
I'm trans baby is, like, the name of my memoirs.
Trans baby is gonna be an amazing film that the three of us are gonna make.
Boss baby to trans baby.
Then we'll rename it Three Generations.
Oh my god.
And I used to be more into the, like, Harinef, like, trying to help people, like, activism sort of thing, and got burnt out, like, on it pretty quickly.
Well, because you were, like, 15, right?
I was, like, I started when I was 16, and the last one I did when I was, like, 18.
Yeah, so that's rough to have to be, like, helping kids come out when you're, like, still a child.
Yeah, and I, like, had that weird overconfidence that, like, when... Like, I feel like when you're first trans, like, you're, like, you go through, like, stages of, like, I'm really, like, angry, and now I'm, like, really into activism, and now I'm, like, really burnt out, and now I'm just, like... living my life. And, like, so in the
I feel like that's what, like, being a teenager is also.
Also,
so,
yeah.
Gender theory.
Gender theory and Judith Butler.
Being trans is the same as being a teenager.
Quite honestly.
You can quote me.
Yeah. And there were a lot of, like, really sweet kids. And there still are, like, every so often I'll get, like, a message on, like, a defunct Tumblr about, like, I'm trans and I want to come out, blah, blah, blah. But
did you make any, like, friends from fans who reached out to you?
Not really.
Did you ever make any enemies? Like, did you, because you're saying this as if, like, oh, some of them were sweet.
No, all of them were sweet.
Did any of them ever, like, show up at your house?
No, I wish. I mean, like, they're all, like, 13 years old. Like, none of them are going to say anything, like,
yeah, there's
super
not really
creepy.
A capacity for hatred in a 13-year-old. That's not true.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Forgetting that all three of us were bullied. Were you bullied?
No, I went to, like, a crunchy, crunchy school.
What does that mean?
Like, very hippy-dippy Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Like, Montessori for elementary. No, actually, I was bullied. Oh. In middle school, I transferred to, like, an all-girls, like, conservative middle school.
Oh.
And, I mean, maybe it wasn't so much bullied as it was, like, social isolation. Mm. Like, acute, like, good. Nobody likes me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I was, like, the weird lesbian, so, like, people were mean about that.
I'm just gonna bring up all of the darkest things in your past.
Do it, yeah.
So then.
It's weird because, like, I did, like, I did The Fosters, and, like, that's it. Like, that's the only big thing I've ever done. But it was, like, so
zeitgeisty. It's not the only big thing you've ever done. It's only, like, worldwide big thing
right.
you've ever done. Worldwide. Japan loves the Fosters.
Oh my god. It was sort of the same thing of, like, the, like, young Hollywood thing was, like, the top of the bubble or whatever. And then, like, then I disappeared and, like, moved to New York.
I think the Tom Phelan apple peach crisp, it's a good dessert. It's a damn good dessert. I try to keep everything contained, but flour does get on the floor and on me and all over the place.
I mean, the thing that really blows my mind about cooking is that you start with, like, the same four ingredients every time, like flour, butter, sugar, eggs, and you can make a million different things, like cookies and cakes and pies and pudding. You make the best things by just going wild.
Correct me if I'm wrong, which I think I am, but I told Robert this earlier, that you got your audition for here from the Fosters.
Yes.
I'm wrong?
No, you're right.
Oh,
confirmed.
Hey. Oh, wow.
It was fucking insane that I was, like, you know, like, prepping for, like, college auditions, and they messaged me on Twitter. They DM'd me and were like, hey, we're casting this play. Do you want to send in a tape? And I was like, because I'd read the play. This is my favorite story. I read the play in American Theater Magazine and had been like, ugh, I'm going to, like, I have to buy a ticket to that. When they produce it, Playwrights Horizons, because, like, I was obsessed. And they DM'd me, and I sent in, like, a self-tape from my high school gymnasium. And then I was in, I was doing the, like, for Juilliard, at the end of the thing, they, like, fly out 50 people, and you, like, take 3 days of classes at the school. So I was in New York for that, and they were, like, doing sessions at the same time. So I, like, went in on a whim, and, like, then, like, a month later, Juilliard rejected me, so fuck you, and, but then, like, I got the job, and it was insane.
That was also, just to bring it back to me, that was the first time we met, was when you came to do the Juilliard thing in your hair audition.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I was, like, you tore me around. Like,
yeah, and I, like, took you on a little tour, and then we, Robert will like this, ran into someone I was hooking up with.
Which one?
And we had to, like, hide.
I do not remember that, but
I remember that. Well, also because that's, like, an all-the-time story.
Like, just as high jinxy as it sounds.
Yeah, we had, like, I think we painted our faces green and hid behind a tree.
Good. And, like, did the whole, like,
yeah.
Whoop? Like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, this is not a visual medium. For viewers.
But trust us, we're having fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you got into here. Amazing.
Crazy.
Not to be this person, but for everyone that doesn't know what here is... What is Here?
Here's a play.
Spelled H-I-R.
Here, H-I-R. That was at the Playwrights Horizons, like, upstairs tiny theater. And it was really cool, and I really love that play.
Who did you
What's it about, Tom? Everyone at home is like, oh, it's...
Oh, got it. Great. Basically, the plot is, like, Christine Nielsen is my mom... And she's, like, really... She, like, just got... I just came out as trans, and she just got really into, like, me being trans. And my brother comes home from Afghanistan and sort of has to deal with, like, the upheaval that's happened in this household since he left. Because, like, our dad has, like, severe dementia and, like, is about to die. And our mom has, like, torn up the entire household. And I'm trans... And my brother has PTSD, and it's, like, craziness.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It was a big, hard play. It, like, definitely, like, divided people.
Yeah, I would say, like, of all the shows at Playwrights that season, that was the one that, like, people wanted to talk about. Like, yeah. When I was like, oh, have you seen Here? They'd be like, yes, and here's my opinion,
exactly.
As opposed to, like, you know, booty candy. People were like, yeah. I liked when you were in it, because whenever people were like... Oh, I just saw Here. I could be like, I have a friend in it, so.
Oh my god. It was excruciating. We had 2.5 weeks of rehearsal, and then tech, and then previews.
Jesus,
Like, the fastest thing. So, like, we barely knew our lines, and it was such a, like, intensely physical show.
Yeah.
That, like, a lot of the, like, pratfall-y sort of farce stuff took up a lot of our time, so, like, we didn't, like, previews were really, like, a trial.
Was it a comedy?
It was... I mean, it was, like...
It was funny.
It was funny.
Oh.
But there was a lot of, like... The set was, like... Or the first act set was, like, trash all over the floor. So we had to... It was a lot.
There was a lot of, like... There was, like, a couch in the middle. And there was a lot of, like, falling and, like, flipping over the couch.
Yeah.
That was really, oh, like, yeah, woo! And I sat in, like, the second row.
Did you get, like, a Barbie in the face?
Yeah, I did. Good. And, you know, I also, when I saw here, went to the bathroom, as one does at a play, and a woman I did not know thought I was her friend, and I went along with it and just had a conversation with her.
Oh my god. That's
I had to guess a lot of details about her life.
So you had a hot brother in here.
I did.
Oh. I love hearing about hot brothers.
My god.
I'm gonna pull up a picture of him.
I was going to introduce him as, like, when I was talking about, like, what the play is about, like, also my hot brother. No, he's, like, incredibly handsome.
And he's, like, he's, like, goofy handsome,
he's,
right?
Like, goofy handsome. He, like, went to Juilliard and now is on Blue Bloods.
My mom loves that show. Maybe.
I have never...
No, she likes White Collar.
They're all the same show. I've never met a single human being who's watched an episode of Blue Bloods.
That is a hot brother.
And he's also on Nashville right now.
I've seen the first season of that.
Oh! The gang's all
the
here.
The gang's all here.
Wow.
That was first day of rehearsal.
First of all, I love your shirt. Second of all, I love your brother.
You're wearing the same... No, you're not.
We'll tweet that photo with this episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he was also, like, it was... It's that weird thing of, like, I don't know if you guys have this, but he's, like, straight, but, like, non-threatening, and also, like... He's like who you would want to be if you were, like, straight.
Oh,
and
totally.
Has the life that you would have, like, the awesome life that you would have if you were straight.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, like, wish fulfillment or whatever. Like,
oh no, if only I had made, like, one different choice.
Yeah.
You know?
I would, like, have this perfect Brooklyn life and, like, whatever.
And, like, a hot boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or, like, a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
For you guys.
Gang's all here.
Gentlemen. After you did here, you got an agent from here, right?
Yeah.
Are you the only trans client who your agents have?
I don't know. I'm with Abrams, and I don't know.
They're huge.
They're huge. They have, like, a lot of people. But, like, there are only, like, three of us, like, working, so
right.
I'm sure everyone's with, like...
So they send you out on, like...
Oh, it's... they send me out on the best stuff.
Do you get sent to, like... play auditions too that are, like, horrible, or do you feel like TV is worse?
No, TV, I mean, well, there's just more TV.
Well, wait, I just want to clarify. Are they terrible because your agency is sending you on terrible auditions, or are they terrible because of the stuff that they send you in for?
They're terrible because of, like, the stuff that they send me in for.
Oh, okay.
Like, the way...
Like, because the staff is terrible. I mean, sometimes it's a combination of the two, but, like, so, like, sometimes they'll, like, my agency will send me in for, like, a part that is clearly for a trans woman, but, like, they see trans, and they're like, go! But then a lot of the time, the parts that are, like, trans are just, like, god-awful, like, the worst writing. Maybe it's just that, like, a lot of TV writing is, like, very bad. That might be it.
I mean, that... really could be it.
I don't know. It's just, like, talking about gender in any capacity, like, annoys me.
I think it's never done well.
Yeah.
Like, literally never.
Ever.
I mean, I don't know. I did see About Ray, so...
Can I, like, I don't even want to... I've not seen it, but can you just talk about it? Like...
You're gonna love it. It's... We saw a screening of it over a year ago. It came out in theaters, and then they took it out of theaters.
No, it never was released.
Oh,
but
it never came out.
They were definitely, like, posters for it, and, like, at the Regal in Union Square, how they have, like, the window tapings and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it was there with a different font under the title About Ray, which I told them to change, and then they did. It is just wild.
They changed it to 3 generations, and it's coming out super soon now. Susan Sarandon is a lesbian with Linda Emond.
And they're the grandmothers.
Wow. So they're... Susan's daughter
generation one
is Naomi Watts.
Generation two.
Oh my god.
Naomi Watts's child.
Right. Yeah. Is generation three.
Elle Fanning.
This is insane.
And Elle Fanning plays a little trans boy named Ray, who is, you're gonna love this, making a vlog.
Also, yeah.
And the vlog is all, like... Okay, so the one thing that we had got into, like, a big conversation about is, like, I kept referring to Rey as she because I was like, that's Elle. Like, it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really bad in it. So it's like, I'm like, I can't even like say that it's Rey because it's just Elfanning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll see her like working out on the roof of their like Brooklyn apartment.
In like a white t-shirt. And Rey like,
will be like, my
literally
biceps are
like
starting to come in.
Those gym shorts right there on my floor. And she'll be like, she's got her like fists wrapped up like she's a boxer.
Yeah.
And she's like sparring with the air.
And she's bound. And they always show you.
Oh my god.
Every other scene is just her in the mirror being like, and like binding herself with like,
because half
fucking,
the movie
like,
is about like
fabric.
She wants to move from a public school to a private school because everyone's bullying her. And she wants to, like, do that for, like, her transition and then maybe come back. Like, she'll see. But her Naomi Watts is a single mother and, like, the father left them. And they need the father's signature to, like, have the surgery done.
Right.
So it's, like, the search for the father. And the father has, like, another family
now. The father is someone
like,
famous, God. I feel like. Susan and Linda are looking to move. And they, like, go on, like, a fun day of, like, real estate tour.
Yeah, I heard that, like, halfway through the movie, it, like, turns into another movie.
Completely.
Like, this movie's gonna be really hard for me.
But then, like, most of the movie is also focused on Naomi Watts just, like...
living her life.
Yeah, because they live in, like, a four-story, like, townhouse in Brooklyn that's, like, also an artist, like, home for just, like, musicians. And they live really far up, and Susan Sarandon's like, we're too old to walk up all of these stairs, we're gonna move out of Brooklyn. And because we're moving, you now have to move. And Naomi Watts is like, I don't have the money to move, all of my money is going to my child to help with the transition. And most of the movie is just Naomi Watts being like, where am I gonna live? And what am I gonna do?
And it's just like a nice little comedy about Naomi Watts looking for a house.
I love this
movie. She sleeps with someone at one point.
I think that I love this movie.
Naomi Watts has sex in it.
Oh my god.
With a younger man.
Is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Come soon
like,
to a theater.
It's like, it's exactly like Transparent in that, like, if it weren't about, like, transsexuality, like, it would be the best
thing. Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
There's a lot of, like, Elle Fanning riding a skateboard. And, like...
That's how it opens.
Yeah.
Oh my
is, like,
God.
The first,
iPhone
like,
shots
5 minutes is iPhone shots of her on a
disgusting.
Skateboard. And she'll be, like, vlogging on the skateboard, and she'll be like, here I am. Like, go see About Red, or...
Go see three generations
in theaters.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about the fight that you got into?
Oh, I did get into
the guy.
Who was it? Was it Scott Rudin or was it...
You got
Harvey,
into a fight.
Harvey Weinstein. I did not get into a fight with Harvey Weinstein. Can you imagine?
But with someone who works under, like, very far under him.
Yeah, okay. I got into a fight with someone from the Weinstein company because I said that they should have hired a trans actor to play the trans character. And he was like, well, there are no... like, teenage trans actors. And I was like, wrong!
And that, it, like, created a ruckus with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I, like, started a revolt. And then they just, like, ended it. And we're like, okay, thanks, bye. And, like, made us all leave. Because they were mad at me.
The runtime is now different. It was on IMDb. Mm. It's now 5 minutes shorter. Which, maybe they just cut Elle Fanning.
They cut her.
I wish.
They've just re-edited it with someone else.
Like,
so then
it'll
be like,
style.
Naomi Watts talking, and then it's like, just another person.
You like cut to the back, and it's like a wig that looks sort of like Naomi Watts.
It's like a different house.
Yeah.
It's like Abigail Breslin, just like.
In front of a green screen, just like, you're right, Mom, I agree.
Naomi Watts is a great, like, film mom.
What else has she been a mom in?
The Impossible.
There we go.
Which I made Jay watch.
Yes. And I watched with Peruvian subtitles. So I couldn't find another version. Because it started and I took a picture of the screen and was like, is this movie in Spanish? And Robert was like, no. And then it kept going and it like, because it was like, L'Impossible or something. And I was like, what? And then it had Peruvian subtitles the whole time, which was interesting because I've never interacted with anything
and
Peruvian.
It takes place in
Thailand.
And she plays a mom where she's just like, it's one of those, like, human spirit movies.
Yeah. She has to,
like, carries her child.
She carries a baby that she does not know.
Yeah.
Because it's just left.
And she looks for her children and she looks for her husband.
The back of her leg is gashed open for the majority of the movie. And she
climbs a tree.
Yeah. Her son helps her, like, climb a tree so that she doesn't have to walk anymore. Like, it's...
Like,
so
Leonardo who? Revenant
And her husband is...
Ewan McGregor.
He was hot in Trainspotting and, like, that's it.
Are you going to see Trainspotting 2?
No, because it'll, like, ruin it for me.
He was talking about Moulin Rouge.
I have never seen Moulin Rouge. I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So you like our brother?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Why sort of?
Because I was born in a girl's body.
But you're a boy. Can they fix it?
Mostly.
I'm a girl in a girl's body. I think.
That's good. You're lucky.
Thank you.
We have some things to talk about.
Okay.
The first one is the revival of falsettos.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
I like almost wrote down like shit to say. Like I almost prepared.
How many times have you seen it?
7. I know.
What?
I know. Look, I'm sorry.
We saw it once, and I went, I think I have to see this again. And you were like, I don't want to see it a second time when I went.
I saw it with my mom, and then I saw it with you 4 days later.
Yeah.
You were like, who are you?
I was I don't want to see it a third time.
That's right.
It was not good, but it was fascinating. It was fascinating to watch.
I agree.
Okay, my whole thing is, like, I listen... Like, my gay dad gave me, like, the soundtracks when I was, like, 13. And, like, it was formative, and I, like, knew that show, like, the back of my hand.
He gave you the soundtrack?
Like, of Falsetto
Land. The full musical, or of the, like, three?
Of the second act of Falsettos.
Okay.
And then I bought the first act on my own, and, like, got really into it.
Okay.
And, like, my dad and I, like, dream cast the revival when they first announced it. And we were, like, Raul Esparza, Gavin Creel, Stephanie J. Block. So, like, 1 out of 3. no, but it was, like, a big thing. And I saw it for the first time with him. And mostly why I kept going back was, number one, Christian Borle's really hot. And, like, you know that about me. I know.
What do you feel about his new haircut?
Okay, that's really offensive. I like it.
He was really hot in Legally Blonde.
He was really hot in Legally Blonde. Jay was the first one to let me know about the haircut.
Yeah.
I got his text, like, have you seen? Like,
he
are you okay?
He looks like an angry penis.
He looks like the yellow M&M. No, and I, like, James Lapine is such a bad director that watching that, like, incredibly, like, talented and capable cast try to wrestle the show into coherency,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop watching. Like, I couldn't look away from that.
So
I got a lot of that in the second half, mm-hmm. When they had, like, the houses, and they were like...
Yeah.
Yeah, watching them try to, like, act around whatever the fuck they were directed to do was, like... I also think it was the sort of thing where, like, if you knew it going in, you were going to love it. Like, I knew every single word of that show going in, so, like, it's, like, incredible. Like, Bill Finn is, like, not a great writer, especially in the first act, so it's, like, I don't know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but, like, if you go in knowing it, like, I think...
I did like it a lot more when I saw it again 4 days later, because I had, like, gotten all of the lyrics, and
right.
I was like...
Okay.
Because the production design was just really hard to look at.
Yeah.
It was so ugly. It was so ugly.
Because I was going purely for Andrew Reynolds' butt and Stephanie J. Block.
Yeah.
And Brandon Urano.
I was going.
You were going for Betsy Wolf in that crop top.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I saw him a big Betsy Wolf fan in general. But the entire time, I didn't know when it was going to happen, was like,
where
are they? And it
Me
came
too.
To intermission,
the
and I was like, are they not
like,
in it?
Literally, at the end of the first act, I turned to my mom, and I was like, will you check the playbill and see if Betsy Wolf was, like, actually in this?
She got cut out of the show.
Can you imagine? They left her in the playbill, they left her on all the advertisements, but they were just like, sorry.
Sorry, Betsy.
Like, Tracy Tom's cut.
Yeah. No Betsy, no Tracy.
And then they showed up. They were the only people to get like entrance applause when
I feel like was because everyone was like, "Oh my god, there's someone else." Yeah, you know.
Well, because they're finally like respite, like someone who's like fun. Like
and they just like pop in from stage right, and they're like the lesbians from next door, and everyone's like, "Ah."
It's like in like the comeback when Val enters and everyone's like, "Yes!" Cuz like finally something good is happening.
I will say my favorite part of the entire show besides anything Stephanie J. Block did was the tennis racket bit.
That bit was I love that bit. I think bit's really good.
Hey, and Tom, then when can we see your phone?
Okay, what's my background right? My background right now is actually Michael Esper in The Glass Menagerie. So
it used to be.
Yeah, my background used to be the tennis bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I loved it. And when he starts missing it later, I verbally in the back of the house was like, oh.
Yeah, loudly.
Yeah.
Like, clutched his pearls and was like, oh
god.
The second act, I think, is really well written and coherent.
So the first act is two shows, right? Am I wrong about that?
The first act is sort of, it's like one show with a little bit spliced in from...
One show about what, for the people that didn't see it and know nothing about it?
One show about, like, there's a dad, a mom, and the dad is gay, so they get a divorce, and the mom starts dating the dad's therapist, the dad is, like, the dad starts dating this other man.
Who's me?
Who is it?
And the dad was played by
Christian Borle.
And the psychiatrist was played by
Brandon Uranowitz, who also used to be the background of my phone.
Brandon Uranowitz, hot.
Homosexuals, women with children, XX lovers,
and the teeny tiny band.
Welcome to Falsetto Land.
Shinks and caterers,
short insomniacs, hypochondriacs,
huge Americans, spiky families, radiologists, intellectuals, nervous wrecks.
Anyway, part two of this section.
Okay.
About a year ago, there was a musical at the public theater called called Southern Comfort that Tom starred in.
I'm Annette O'Toole.
That was about just a couple of trans people living their life.
It's rough, you guys.
Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah.
I have not.
It's a good documentary. The musical was the closest I've ever come to walking out of a show. I have never walked out of a show.
Same.
And I almost left. It, like, just made me, like, viscerally sad.
Yeah. Why? Go into it. Because I love people's opinions about this
about
show.
Southern Comfort. It was just so offensive on, like, a, like, problematique level. But on top of that, it was just so poorly written and badly done. That was what offended me more. The fact that they had the gall to, like, write this thing and be like, we're so progressive, and then like
and
have
then
it be
that,
really
yeah.
bad, you know?
What were things that you liked from it?
I liked the fact that Reeve Carney was in the audience the night I saw it, carrying, I kid you not, a knapsack with shoes tied to it and like a basketball.
Reeve Carney is homeless.
Reeve Carney, like with a big hat.
I think he's hot.
I think he's hot.
No, he's not.
He's hot.
Sorry, guys. Special edition of Hot or Not. Reeve Carney's not hot.
I think it's also just because I think of him as Spider-Man.
Oh.
And Spider-Man is always hot.
And Spider-Man is DC or Marvel?
DC. Marvel. Fuck. Spider-Man is Marvel.
After careful analysis, the only logical conclusion is that I now have the proportionate speed, strength, and agility of a super spider, which is awesome.
And you said, rise above, open your eyes above.
Okay, you guys see a lot of movies, and I do want to know, like, what is the best thing you've seen this year?
Have you seen Colossal?
No, but I've seen all of your things about it.
I have to go see it.
Let me know when you want to see it, and we will go see it, because I need to see it. So many more times.
The best movie of 2017, for sure. There's not going to be a
the
movie
The sad part is that I'm like, it won't be nominated for anything come Oscar time because it because of how early it like has
and also
out.
Because it basically
it'll be the Florence Foster Jenkins where she'll be nominated but no one cares.
Yeah. You also can't know anything.
Yeah. You have to know.
Don't read anything.
I know Anne's in it. Annie's in it. I know Jason Sudeikis is in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all.
Great.
That's it?
We didn't know Jason Sudeikis was in it, and then he appeared and we were like,
do not watch a trailer.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Actually, I mean, you can, but, like, don't.
No.
don't read a review.
Got it.
Richard Lawson of Vanity Fair said, shout out to our friend Price, said that you shouldn't even like read a synopsis of it before you go see it. Like, just see it. So everyone, go see Colossal. If Tom sees it before this episode airs, I will edit in me telling you what he thought.
Yeah, I'll like text Jay something really great.
Great.
He hasn't seen it yet.
We also saw a movie that I think you would really like called A Dog's Purpose.
Oh. Which I'm going to say is the wildest ride I've been on in a while.
It really is.
Great performance from Josh Gad, who plays the dog.
Josh Gad plays the dog. And
I thought Bradley Cooper was the dog.
I wish.
No, it's Josh Gad.
Yikes.
And it's the dog is a trans icon because Josh Gad plays a girl dog at one point. The dog is gender fluid.
Oh my god.
It's a boy, and then it's a girl, and then it's a boy.
Watching Rachel watch that movie was... really
it's
remarkable.
It's so weird to me that people watch your Snapchats that aren't me.
Tom gets all of my Snapchats.
And I save them. Like, I'll get them and I'll be like, ooh, gotta wait till I get home. Like, I wanna listen, like, volume up.
As the years went by, I could tell my time with Ethan was coming to an end.
Good boy, Bailey. Gonna miss you.
And then, it happened. I was back. I didn't have a... I'm a girl?
Good girl, good girl.
I had a new purpose.
Hey, Jay, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Robert?
It's time for our game.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to our very first guest episode.
Thank you.
Where we're going to change the game a little bit, and we have 5 questions for you that you have to answer without thinking about it. You just have to answer the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay.
These are, like, special questions because I know you. Ready? Favorite Carly Rae Jepsen song?
First Time.
Oh!
I listened to that song. I listened to it for the first time in a little bit, like, last week. And it, like, is a religious experience.
Wow.
Listening to it at full volume when you're walking down the street, your heart experiences something.
Wow, I'm gonna have to do that.
It's really great.
Who of your co-stars did you want to fuck the most?
Sorry.
No, yeah.
You might have to cut that out. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, but it was a really great answer.
I'll bleep it out. What's the best thing about living with me?
There was a night that you came home and talked to me about... and it was, like, a really good night. I don't know what happened. But, like, you were working so much that we didn't see a lot of each other.
True.
But, like, there was a night that you came home and, like, had to dish dirt. And that was really lovely.
Oh.
Can you say something for us in Mandarin?
I am literally missing my Mandarin class right now as we speak.
So, like, you're welcome,
to record
Mandarin
this podcast,
teacher.
You're welcome, Yan Lao Shi. Actually, the word, the slang word for, like, gay lover is the same word as the word for, like, communist comrade. Which I think is really great.
Why would you be that way in English?
I know. So the word for comrade, tongzhi, also means gay lover.
Oh.
Wait, say it again.
Tongzhi.
Tongzhi.
Yeah.
Learning. Wow. Question 5. What do you think is the name of Lily and Hamish's baby?
Oscar.
Lily Rabe and Hamish Linkley.
Oscar.
There is no other name that it could possibly be.
Absolutely not. It's either that or Teresa Rebeck. Like, there's no option.
We did it.
We did it.
First guest.
I like having guests. That was fun.
Me too. That was really fun. It was so nice to have another person here.
Yeah, and like another opinion.
Yeah.
And now I'm just really worked up. Like, I'm thinking about Stephanie J. Block's performance in Falsettos.
I know.
I'm thinking about Southern Comfort. I'm thinking about...
I know, this episode could have gone on for like 2 more hours.
It honestly did. Like, listeners know that hours of footage was cut.
We cut a
from
lot.
From this episode. I can tell you already, we're still recording it, and I just know.
I already know that like at least an hour will be cut.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Tom Phelan for coming on our show.
It was really nice meeting him today.
Yeah, it was such a nice conversation. It was really great. You can follow him on Twitter at TomFalen9. Same thing on Instagram. You can see him at Columbia University.
Just like walk around.
Yeah, you just go walk around. He'll be there.
Thank you to Sarah Kleist, as always, for letting us use her microphone.
Thank you to Stephanie Hawkins, as always, for the pictures. And thank you to Scott Holmes for the music.
Thank you to Elle Fanning for allowing us to talk about her.
Thank you to Tom's family, who are very nice.
I bet they are. Everything that I heard about them today was really sweet.
Yeah.
And I mean, love me some Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you to the internet for connecting Tom and me when we were
Your origin story is really cute.
Yeah.
Thank you to ABC Family for changing your name to Freeform.
Thank you to my cat, Sia, for being relatively...
She chilled out pretty quickly.
She's asleep right now. Thank you to my roommate, Rachel, who is in the forest right now.
What?
She's filming in the forest.
Oh, wow. I hope she doesn't get a tick or anything.
Yeah, me too. Thank you to Christian Borrell.
Thank you to Anne Hathaway for giving an amazing performance in Colossal.
Thank you to Tom's Mandarin teacher for letting him ditch class to do this podcast, which we did not know about in advance.
Me neither. I thought that he was like, oh, and I have to leave at 4 to go to class.
Me too.
Not, I have to leave at 4 and I'll be missing class. Yeah.
We're such bad influences.
Well, it seems like he's doing pretty well in that class since he taught us some Mandarin.
Thank you to all of our communist comrades out there.
I can't believe I'm searching for a communist comrade.
Yeah. On, like, Tinder, looking for communist comrade. I don't know how Tinder works, clearly.
Thank you to Tom's dad, especially. I feel like we talked about him a lot.
We really did.
And he seems like a really great guy. Thank you to the costume designer of Falsettos for giving Betsy Wolf a crop top.
Ain't that the truth? I fully know the costume designer.
I know.
Thank you to Jen Caprio. If you're listening to this, Jen, thank you for that crop top. It did great things for me.
We do not thank you for lowering it.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at One More Thang, because thing was taken.
We have something new for you guys.
3 weeks in, we've got something new. If you go to tinyletter.com/onemorething, not One More Thang.
One more thing. With an I?
Yeah, One More Thing with an
Look
I,
at
which
us.
Was not taken. You can subscribe to our newsletter, which is the new version of the Google Doc thing that we had before. So every week you'll get an email that says, like, we have a new episode. Go listen to it, and, like, here's the stuff we talk about in it.
Yeah, and we'll give you, you know, like, movie tips and just, like, random information about our lives just spamming your inbox.
Yeah, every day you'll get an email with, like, what I had for breakfast.
When I wake up. Yeah. Good morning.
And quick thank you to Anna Verde for coming up with this idea. Anna Verde, our line producer. And there's also a link in the bio of all our social media and this podcast to get to that letter.
Yeah, you really have no excuse.
Yeah, you can find the link literally anywhere.
Give it to me. I'll give it to you.
What?
I'll come talk to me. I'll give it to you. I'll put it on my business card or something.
Oh, got it.
Or you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Not or, and.
Well, yeah. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, which is where you got this content from in the first place. Just like hit it and it'll put it on your phone without even asking.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, what's that notification? Oh, it's Jane Robert.
And then you'll just sit down in your bed and be like, I've been waiting for this all week. And you'll lean back with your headphones in and you'll press play. Get yourself a nice...
What is this accent?
This is my new
character. Is that your podcast listening accent?
Yeah, this is my impression of our listeners.
I always picture them just like on their way to work, like on the go. Maybe they have like a coffee. Maybe it's like 8:30 in the morning. And they just like pop their wireless headphones in and sit on like the 4 or like the 3.
Yeah.
For like a 40-minute ride.
Going downtown from the Upper East Side.
Yep. And just like listening to us talk in their ears for the entire time, which I'm going to say is actually pretty intimate. So like, thank you for just even having us talk in your ears for 50 whatever minutes we let ourselves talk for. So I guess our final thank you will be to you, the listener.
Thank you to you, the listener.
I hate that.
Howdy, Mae. Catch you on the other side of the fence. Of the ranch fence. I love my horse.
Have a nice life. Goodbye.
That was beautiful. You did such a good job of expressing yourself.
I can keep up with the teens.